Is Sam Shields cleared, do you know?
Sam Shields is out. He's still going through the protocol.
Mike, how disconcerting is that? I mean, I understand the rules, but just from a personal perspective, are you concerned about him that it's taking this long?
I mean, that's, you know, Frank, that's why the protocol's in place. And, I mean, you know, every injury is different. Every, you know, every concussion is different. And, you know, we're obviously not going to jeopardize Sam or anybody.
What's the plan for David Bakhtiari in practice today?
You know, we're practicing similar to how we've practiced the last two Wednesdays, you know, because of the timing of coming off the Sunday night game and obviously the, you know, the injuries and just where we are as a football team. So I'm hopeful that he can take some reps in the unit work.
Mike, where's the confidence of this team right now?
High. We're going to Washington to win. I mean, we're in the playoffs, so we're fully aware of what people maybe, you know, think about us. That frankly was the message today. We're focused on playing an uncommon opponent. We haven't played Washington in, I think, since 2013. A lot of new faces on the video. A lot of extra work to do. We got a good start Monday with the film review, and you know, we like our opportunity. We've earned the opportunity, so playing Sunday because it's a full week to get ready.
Like, what do you think people think of you, and why are they wrong?
I don't really care what they think of us. I mean, I have to address those things because it's part of my job. I'll just probably stop right there.
Any loss of confidence that you didn't win the division, though? You won that 4 years in a row. Had trouble winning the division games here at home.
I mean, I won't say you lose confidence. I'm very disappointed. I was very disappointed Sunday night leaving here. Disappointed Monday morning, too. So we didn't deserve to win a division. You know, you can't turn the ball over and do the things that we've done the last couple of weeks. So it's really, you know, what the playoffs are all about. It's about cleaning your own house and making sure you get things in order. That's what the 16 games give you. It gives you information and things to learn from, lean on. So defense is doing a lot of good things. They need to play better. You know, special teams has done a lot of good things and need to play better. In offense, we need to get up and get going and do a lot more than we've been. And that's really about the, you know, the size of it from a South Scott standpoint. And it's no more than that. So this is one game, and we understand, you know, the type of games these are. I mean, this is playoff football. It's you get one opportunity and I want our football team focused on the Washington Redskins. They understand they have to answer questions, and it's part of their job responsibility. But, you know, negative energy and drama, you know, that's not my thing. I don't like it. I don't care for it. I don't like people like that. But, you know, we understand that kind of goes with the job, and that's the way we'll approach it.
Mike, is experience much of a storyline here? Obviously a little more playoff-tested team than Washington at the quarterback position.
Well, I can't really comment on Washington and their personnel. I mean, it's changed a lot. They get a lot of veterans. So, I mean, you look at their roster, there's experience there. So I don't think they're lacking from that. I mean, I understand, you know, the statistics and, you know, the things they put on your desk and you read. And, you know, with the third, you know, game in 24 years, you know, home playoff game, things like that. I don't put a lot of salt into that. I don't really concern myself what their experience is, but I did talk about our experience. I've talked about, you know, our veterans and our young guys. I frankly do it every week because I think every week there's something that our older players can give to our younger players. And just it's all part of the continuing education and getting ready to go.
Mike, what kind of a challenge does the speed of their skill positions present?
Well, I mean, it's they got guys can blow it off the top. I mean, it's something that's noticeable on film. And Kirk Cousins is playing well. I mean, they're getting the ball thrown on time. So, I mean, it's all part of the matchup and, the film evaluation. And they definitely have a lot of speed. And, you know, and the tight end can stretch it too. So it's a good perimeter group.
You've watched quarterbacks for a long time. Cousins has been kind of struggling with turnovers and things. But something happened, and he's been really lights out. Is there something that takes place with a young quarterback where all of a sudden the light goes on and it just starts?
No, I wasn't really studying, you know, the whole season, but just knowing of late, and I would just say my general comment to that would be he's been given a full opportunity. So I think you've seen a young quarterback progress through the season. He handles the line of scrimmage very good. You know, those are, you know, just the mannerisms and the things that I'm a part of in that breakdown. I think he does a very nice job. So, and he's command of the offense, and they got weapons, a good offensive line. You know, they run the ball, you know, very effectively. So it's a very balanced offense.
What do you think, you know, if you look at the last several Super Bowl champions, momentum hasn't been a big factor. I mean, the hot teams don't really do very well. You know, like Baltimore lost 4-5 and they won a few years ago. Why do you think that is?
I think it's football. I think that's the game of football. This isn't tennis. This isn't one-on-one or two-on-two. You know, there's 22 men out on the field at the same time. A lot of things can happen. So you got to make sure you're doing more than your opponent. We got to stay away from the anomaly big mistakes, and particularly on offense that we've had the last couple of weeks. So that's why this game is so great. That's why it's so competitive, and that's why really, you know, whatever's said during the week doesn't mean lick until you line up.
Hey, Mike, I know the motivation to win a ring is there every year, but it's been 5 years now since this playoff run has ended the way that you'd like it to end. Is the sense of urgency at all increased the further way you do get to that Super Bowl, just knowing that these opportunities are so precious and rare?
Well, I would definitely say, you know, when you're in this league, you understand how hard it is to get to a Super Bowl and those types of things. Veteran players clearly understand that. But, I mean, that's not the focus. I mean, you're asking me the same questions over and over and over again differently. I mean, this is about beating the Redskins. I mean, that's all we're worried about. You know, it's hypotheticals and, you know, shoulda, coulda, wouldas. You know, those are things for other people to talk about. I want the team focused on the Redskins. I mean, it's a big challenge. They've won their division. They've played very well. The games we've watched them in, and more importantly, we haven't played these guys for a while. There's a lot of matchups that our players have not played against their players, and that's the fact of the matter. And that's once again the beauty of the game of football. So we have every intention of having a great week in preparation. It's my job to make sure that happens, and we have every intention of going to Washington and winning the game.
Hey, Mike, Devontae didn't have a huge game on Sunday night, but he did have some plays that were positive.
Mm-hmm.
Can that be kind of a jump starter for him after maybe a season that hasn't gone quite according to plan?
Well, I mean, it's about stacking success. I mean, he definitely has something from last week he can build off of. That's been a trademark of ours, you know, breaking tackles, yards after the catch. We need more of it, and it'll definitely will be a big factor in our production this week.
Mike, you talk about yards after the catch. Has that been more complicated because of the safety looks that you're getting and your yards per attempt and completion are a little bit down?
Well, I think if you look at, you know, just those statistics alone, yeah, I mean, opportunities are down, so obviously the production is going to be down. So it's about creating separation and the ball, you know, being delivered, catching it and playing with the right pad level and, you know, doing all the little things that our guys have done, you know, throughout our time here and, you know, haven't done maybe as well as we like during a regular season. It's like I said, it's the postseason. We've had a chance to, you know, to clean up our house, get it ready to showcase who the hell we are. So that's what we're doing.
Mike, how much time, if any, do you have to spend showing your team how they can play, that they can be successful? Do you have to go back and show them times when they have been?
I mean, I think it's the generation that we're in. So, in raw products of our experiences, I mean, I look at the way we coach and the way meetings are done today, and coming from the walkthrough and the music that's being played. I mean, we got more damn highlight films around here than I can. They see it all the time. If you walk in the lobby there, there's highlights playing all the time. There's highlights in the cafeteria. So, I mean, it's all positive reinforcement. So, I don't think that's an issue.
More, please.
Hey, Mike, I understand why you made the move with Josh. I mean, you know, I get the thinking, but you know, after the game, he says, you know, hey, I'm a guard. Are you better off going forward if you had to play somebody else other than David there to just keep Josh a guard, do you think? Or do you like,
you know, we'll really let that be determined this week, but I agree, Josh is a guard, and we tried something, and I thought it was effective for the most part, but, you know, and again, that's not the way you intend the game to go. So, and when it does go that way, obviously the left tackle position is stressed.
Aaron hasn't had a passer rating over 100 in 10 weeks. No matter what you think of that statistic, it indicates something. What do you think is the situation there? What's the problem?
Well, passer rating, I would think, you know, the first thing that jumps out just of late is you know, turnovers. So that's not going to help your statistics, you know, as an individual or as a team. So, hey, our passing game has not been to the standard, but this you are what your record is, and you are what you've put on film. So, you know, I look to build off of some of the things we've done in the past. But, you know, as far as getting into the details of you know, quarterback rating system and all that, I mean, that's not something we do really for any player.